Zimbabwe, welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, this Tuesday, December the 6th, 2022. I'm your host, Ntungamile Nkomo. Start off with some breaking news from the World Cup matches in Qatar. The African continent has just exploded into a frenzy after the only team representing the continent this far, and that's Morocco, beat Spain 3-0 on penalty shootouts to advance to the quarterfinals of these matches. Utaba oluchisayo esiqala ngalo lanxa nje silolunye udaba olumqoka esingalo lamhlanje iMorocco okuyilo ilizwe ebeselisele kumncintiswano weWorld Cup ilizwe laseAfrica. Selinqobe iSpain nge-3-0 ngemva kwama-penalty shootouts. Okutsho ukuba ele Morocco selingenileke kuma-quarterfinals e-World Cup. Tukutanga na unasi nenyaya ya faza abana bakawanda ku-Africa. Inobanyaya ye-World Cup. Chikwata che Morocco chinova icho chikwata che Africa changa cha Sara chiri chega kumakwikwi e World Cup cha kunda Morocco 3-0 pa mitambo yema ye World Cup uyezwe izvi zvichireva kuti Morocco yatopinda muma quarter finals e World Cup tichakupainya iyo zvizere now back to our main topic of today. Tonight we are revisiting the enduring problem of drug abuse among youths in Zimbabwe, with many doing hard substances such as crystal meth, heroin and cocaine. The country's largest psychiatric referral center, Ngutsheni Hospital in Bulawayo, is said to be experiencing a surge in the number of young people seeking treatment for mental health-related illnesses as a result of drug abuse. According to reporting by Newsday, cases at the hospital have been rising since 2020. Ngutsheni Hospital Clinical Director Wellington Ranga told the newspaper, quote, "In 2022, 449 new males were admitted while 400 were readmitted up to October this year. And from January to October, 449 new males were admitted and 400 were readmitted compared to 130 new females who were admitted and 168 females who were readmitted this year." The Newsday quoted Dr. Ranga as saying, "The problem at Ngutsheni is exacerbated by mass exodus of doctors and nurses who are abandoning their poor-paying jobs for greener pastures overseas." In September, hospital principal nursing officer Agnes Kabwemba told New Zealand Court, "We are facing an exodus of qualified personnel and a surge in cases of drug and substance abuse. This has resulted in a surge in admissions in our wards. We are receiving 2,500 outpatients per month. Yesterday, we admitted a 16-year-old who was abusing drugs." Mental health activists and health experts say Ngutsheni Hospital anecdote is a microcosm of a bigger problem pervading the country and its health institutions. Tonight we are asking, How best can Zimbabwe save its future by eradicating drug abuse among young people? Lichona njani zulukandaba siyahlangana kuhlelo lwe Live Talk, The Connection. Lamhlanje sibuyela njalo kudaba lokusetshenziswa kwezidakamizwa ngabasakhulayo. Lolu ludubo osolubhahile kakhulu eZimbabwe olubikwa solubangela ukuthi isibhedlela seingutsheni ekobulawayo sandelwe ngabantu abagula umkhuhlane wengqondo ngenxa yokusebenzisa izidakamizwa. Ngokubika kwephephandaba le Newsday kanye le Newsiana, iziphathamandla kulesi sibhedlela zikhala ngokuthi ziyandelwa ngabantu abadinga ukwelatshwa umkhuhlane wengqondo ngenxa yezidakamizwa. Kahle kahle kuyini okungenziwa ukuhlenga abasakhulayo abayibo ikusasa lethu? Ngumbuzo obalulekileyo ke lowo esiwubuzayo namuhla. Kwaziwa ibaterere ve Studio 7 na Nasimo Chirongwa che Live Talk, The Connection. Tiri kutarisa nyaya yekushandiswa kwezvinodhaka muZimbabwe zvikurusei nevechidiki. Dambudziko iri rinonzi rapa kuti kuchipatara cheingutsheni kuBulawayo kuzari vechidiki vanorwara nepfungwa nenyaya yekushandisa zvinodhaka izvi. Zvinosanganisira cocaine, crystal meth pamwe chete neheroin. Vepanaure Newsday pamwe chete neNewsiana anoti vanachiremba kuchipatara ichi vari kuchema zvikuru nezvenyaya iyi. We begin our show tonight with our guest, and that's Mr. Wilson Box, director of Zimbabwe Civil Liberties and Drug Network. We also have Bulawayo Councillor Mpumelelo Moyo for Ward 26. In Bulawayo and elsewhere, community leaders are rallying young people and fighting back against drug abuse. And one of them, as said already, is our guest tonight, Mganwini Ward 26 Councillor Mpumelelo Moyo, who organized a soccer tournament against drug abuse and encouraging voter registration among young people at the weekend. Councillor Moyo, let me start off with you. How rife is the issue of drug abuse in Bulawayo? We hear in Ingutsheni, hospital is full of, is registering an increase in young people, especially who are mentally disturbed as a result of drug abuse. How serious is this issue in the second city?
Okay, thank you very much, and good evening. Good evening to listeners. Okay, the issue of drugs is kind of concern is now a serious issue. We have got our youth who are ICE, who are jobless, who have resorted to drugs and substance abuse. It's a sad situation indeed. They are abusing those drugs because they've got nothing to do. They are always seated in groups, in bridges, absolutely ICE. So at the end of the day, they end up doing substance abuse. And eventually, like you rightfully said in the beginning, Tajen Hussein is now full of those patients from mainly from the youth who are unemployed. So you find that outside maybe for youth who are employed, the percentage may be very minimal. You can say even maybe 0.01 people who suffer from who are affected by the situation of substance and drug abuse. So many of these youth are people who are unemployed. They have got nothing to do because of this harsh economic environment that we find ourselves in. It's very unfortunate that much of it is said that this is happening. But at times when you sit down with these youth, you find that they have got absolutely nothing to do. They have given up. They are despairing. in their life, actually, they are saying Zimbabwe is hopeless, maybe if they spend their day just absorbing, doing those drugs and substance abuse, they think it's far much better, and they forget about their problems. For now, I'll end here. Thank you.
Njengo councilor ophatheke kabi ngalolu daba moyo sibone ngempela sonto sibone ngempela sonto uqoqa imidlalo yenguqu lapho obukhuthaza khona abasakhulayo ukuthi bayebhalisela ukuvota njalo bathiyane lezidakamizwa njengo councilor ophatheke kabi ngalolu daba usuke wayafika yini ingutsheni wabona umumo ukuthi unjani.
Yebo, ngiyabonga ngombuzo lowo. Kuliqinisa ukuthi ngize ngifikele ngumbono ukuthi ngenze i-tournament today yokuthi ngenze i-awareness yama-drugs and substance abuse engutsheni sengingavakatshela isikhathi esiningi. Okunye ngihambile ngisiyabona i-site visit njengokhansela, okunye ngibizwele umntakamathelwane ade esingathi ade sebhula ingqondo ngamthwala ngemota yami phela khona le ngutsheni ngenxa yama-drugs izidakamiswa. Iphatheka kubi njengomkhokheli olonyana nabantu ukuba nambone abantu sebevula ingqondo ngento kanti esingayithi singayi-avoid-a njengelizwe. Nxa singaba le msebenzi njengoba nje ekuqaleni abantwana laba bayasuka kuma-drugs. Njengaba le tournament yezengubhu ngitshone labo ilanga lonke abantwana laba abanye bakuma-drugs kodwa bebecause kule tournament yebhora azange bephatheke kuma-drugs, azange beyenze okwezidakamiswa, batshone bedlala ibhora. Kutshengisela ukuthi ngabantu sibili abantu engqondo, abantu abarizinayo, abantu okuthi nxa ubanike into yokwenza njengoba bembathi i-tournament betshone beyenza bathiyana nama-drugs, kule themba sibili kule hope ukuthi ama-drugs laba ngeniswa kuswela okokwenza. Ngiyabonga.
Aha, siyabonga councilor Moyo uqhubeke ubambile khonapho. Tiwuye kwamuri ba Boxer Wilson Box ndiwo director beZimbabwe Civil Liberties and Drug Network. Muri kunzwa ba Box hanzi kuchipatara chengutsheni kuBulawayo ko kwazara vechidiki vanorwara nepfungwa nechikonzero chemadrugs kana kuti zvinodhaka zvakaita sana mutoriro and so forth. Situation yakamira sei kuzvipatara zvekuHarare ikoko?
Ndinotenda vamoyo, nyaya yemadrugs haisi ingucheni kupera asi kuti inyika yese. Chiri kukonzeresa kudaro inyaya yekuti madrugs ari kuwanika pese pese munyika yedu. Tine vari kuatengesa, toita vari kuatora kana kuti kushuta. Saka its now like tatone market yekuti kune masellers nemabuyers. Ende masellers nemabuyers anowanika ariwo, kune vanotengesa zvakawanda kuita vanokwanisa kutengesa zvinoenderana nehomo yako. Saka mastatistics emahospitals ekuno kuHarare at the moment I'm not so sure, asi andinongoziva ndechekuti padzimba dzitatu kana kuti 3 houses right, one inenge ine dambudziko renyaya dzemadrugs. Kwozouya uyezve kana tichitarisa mafone calls atinoreceiva pazuva tichikureceiva isusu more than 10 calls a day yevanhu vanenge vachitsvaga kuti vana vobatsirwa kupi nekuti madrugs avakanganisa kunyanya-nyanya dragi riya rinonzi crystal meth rakuvadza vana vedu vechidp. Saka nyaya yemadrugs inyaya yamingati izvo yanetesesa muno muzimbabwe.
Thank you Deva Box, and also please do stay on the line. Abasanda kusixhuma singumsakazo weStudio 7 na sisakaza singapha Voice of America is Washington DC. For those who are just joining us, this is Live Talk, The Connection, and we are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back. And now an update on the World Cup matches played today in Qatar. As said already, iqembu le Morocco selingenile kuma quarter finals awe World Cup. Chikwata che Morocco chapinda muma quarter finals World Cup mushure meku kunda Spain, ngeva ngoba Spain nge 3-0 kuma penalty shootouts. So kumelelwe ke ukubona ukubana iqembu le Morocco lizadlala lalipi iqembu phakathi kwe Croatia le Brazil, no phakathi kwe Portugal rather le Switzerland, zona ezizadlala kusikhatshana esilandelayo njengo 2 o'clock ngesikhathi sa konapa in Washington DC. So we are now waiting for Portugal and Switzerland to slug it out at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. A match that will determine which team goes to plays Morocco on December 10 in the quarterfinals. Amanye amaqembu asevele sephakathi kuma quarterfinals, Croatia iyona eza ngqikilana le Brazil mhlaka 9 ngo mpalakazi Netherlands icha rakasha nawo ne Argentina zwari mwechete mswa 9 December. Morocco izadlala ke leqembu elizaphuma phakathi kwe Portugal le Switzerland mhlaka 10 kuthi England le France abanye abathi kungaba ingumdlalo esingathi yifinal ye World Cup lanxa nje kuyi quarter final. England izadlala le France mhlaka 10. And here at VOA we are also human beings, and that means we are rooting for certain teams as well. Here is VOA's Andrea Tadic celebrating yesterday after her home team, Croatia, booked a place in the World Cup quarterfinals.
My name is Andrea Tadic. I'm excited about Poland. Yay. We placed the quarterfinals. We went all the way to place second last time. We are going all the way up to place number one this time.
So do you think your team will win the World Cup?
Yes, is that a question?
That was VOA's Andrea Tadic speaking to Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye at the Voice of America Division World Cup match party yesterday. Now back to our main topic. Ndizokere kwa muri va box. Saka sezo dambuziko iri richinzi ratekeshira nyika yese. Todi se vana vezimbabwe.
Chekutanga chatinokwanisa kuita kutarisa mitemo yedu inoongorora nyaya dzemadrugs. Mitemo yedu iri kushanda here kana kuti haisi kushanda, nekuti nyaya yacho mitemo payakaiswa taane makore akawandisa, ende nguva iyoyo tasati ane madrugs ari kuwanikwa pane ine nguva, uyezve vanhu vedu vawanda, tine maintanet, tine a lot of things zvatava nazvo munyika medu. Saka there is need yekuti paitwe yatinotiyo drug policy form, especially the dangerous drugs act chapter 15 the criminal code, chapter 9, 23, sections 156 to 159. I think Bambujukurima drugs is a public health issue rather than a criminal issue. Kana takati Bambujukurima drugs is a criminal issue. Nyaya dzemadhiragi dzicharamba dzichienderera mberi nekuti vaya vanenge vachitya kusungwa vanenge vachienda kunovanda vachiita zvivandevande nemapurisa nevanosunga nevanotengesa madhiragi vacho. Saka vicious circle icharamba iripo. Saka ichisunga kuti mutemo wedu uongororwe zvekare kuti ubatsire vana ava kunge kuine maharm reduction services, toita mapublic rehab centers achivakwa. So that munhu akanzi aita dambudziko remadhiragi haatyi kubuda pachena kuti akumanatisa kubatsirwa. Pari zvino munhu anotya kubuda nekuti anoziva kuti mutemo unomusunga. Tinogona zvive zvekare kuti tiite kuti kuri kudzidziswa ana chiremba vedu, manesi, madoctors kunge kuine curriculum inobata specifically iye madhiragisi kuti munhu anoziva madhiragi anobatwa sei. Nekuti paresearch yatakaita isusu zvakabuda izvo kuti izvo ana mukoti veda vanounyazodzidziswa kuti vangabatsirane sei nevanhu vachishandisa madhiragi. Vamwe vacho vanoshandisa yatiitiwo pachirungu stigma nediscrimination. Munhu akasvika achirwara zvezvenyaya dzemadhiragi anonzi aichigunduunga chiindi ukoko chimbonogara uko. Vanhu vanoshandisa madhiragi kazhinji kacho vari very sensitive ende havadzoki kuzotsvaga rubatsiro. Saka ndee zvimwe zvatinokwanisa kuti tinge tichiita kuti dambudziko remadhiragi ipere. Madhibhodha zvedu akabouka ayo ngaagadzirire zvakanaka kuti vaya vanoita zvetrafficking vange vasingaiti zvinhu zvakadaro. Uyezve mapurisa edu pane zvavanofanira kudzidziswa nzira itsva dzekuti vangabate sei vakomana vanoita basa rekuti vave ratine tichio trafficking dzemadhiragi nelike. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatinokwanisa kuita. Uyezve maawareness campaigns macommunities atinogara. Nyaya yemadhiragisi harizi dambudziko ramisi box chete, raadambudziko remunhu wese. Saka ngatibatsiranei kuti tiedze kupedza dambudziko remadhiragisi muzimbabwe.
Aha, tinotenda vabox. Councillor Moyo, ngipenduke kuwe. Kwenziweni? Yebo, kule mzamo oyenzayo, inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo zile mzamo eziyenzayo, uhulumende ule mzamo yakhe, kodwa kungahlanganwa njani ukuze udubo lolu lulwiswe ngabantu bebambene beyimbumba?
Okay, uyabonga. Okungenzakala yikhonokho okubalisileyo ukubana indasa zonke zihlangane. Ama-INS lawa isathi ipoflise kase emphakathekileyo kuqalisa kugazi ekulungiseni umthetho ngoba abantu ababanye abathengisa amadrazi bayabanjwa sibili kodwa akula zijeziso ezomplaezokuthiweyesabe ukuthengisa amadrazi. Kanti abanye nabantu abathengisa ezidabeni lapho ngihamba khona njengokhansela siyatshela ukuthi ikhansela kula bantu abathengisa amadrazi edangwa baripota bayaboshwa namhlanje kusasa bevuke sebephumile. Ngezinye izinto zokuthi nebhizi lathi asihlangananga njengesizwe ukumisa amadrugs lawa ngoba ukumela umisa besizame eminye imizamo kodwa kwezinye indawo singancedisa umzamo leyo ngoba khathesi singathi ngesilungu i-close source yama-drugs. Ama-drugs lawa okumisa kwawo i-GPS ingokipati ngoba akusela ukuthi azathengiswa evela ngaphi. Lokho athengile kakhulu ukubana i-government eyehamba phambili ekulungiseni imithetho yokuthi abantu ababathengisa amadrugi bebanjwe bejeziswe. Kuzenza ukuthi abanye bengasafuni kungena ekuthengiseni amadrugi sebeyesaba ukuthi bawungabanjwa yahamba esingathi uyasigqetshelwa ugodo. Kathesi njengengitshile ukuthi nxa imithetho yethu ilula nokuthiwe ezikhulwini ade sikhuluma kathesi imithetho leyi yenza ukuthi abantu ingesabi kube yingabanqoza nje elizweni kube ukuzenzela hlanikanto. wako ama ayenyesi siyazama sibili kodwa hayi asenze imoyo ungangeza ukubhala isosi athi ama-parliamentarians wethu kumele craft imithetho ukuthi alaba abadeleka amajazi kube esibhezi sesinezima njalo ngokuregulata utshwala okungena elizweni sabe siyenikanisa ama-cocaine lawa adela abanisa adura izaramiza ezokuthi ama-youth lawa adele engotheni ele awa-afodi ukuthi ngokhotheni kodwa utshwala lokungena elizweni abusaregulata sokungena lokho okuthiwa yinto yenkomperiro yo ayenza kugcwale kumawadi ngabi engutheni kodwa ngokumeyiregulate ukuthi kule tshwala okungavumelayo elizweni ngokutshwala kwakhona yathola ukuthi kuthiwa for two and nxa engathathi imbodlela eyi-one yena kane-50 cent umthole umuntu sehawulisa beselenga abanye bathimbe yabe sengani ihoto engani abanye bacele sesifikile amabala bade ngesekuthi ngumuntu yake ngasakwazi akwenzayo okuthi ngisekuthi into baya iyahamba imashdamage yami emzimbeni yamayuthi emzimbeni elo okunathayo
siyabonga kansela ngokubamba umlomo khonapho kahle sithatha umlaleli utalenti Mukutsha tinemtereri ba talenti Mukutsha makati henyu va Mukutsha muri utinzwa here that's a bad line there. We cannot proceed with that. We'll try and reconnect with him. But as we wrap up, Andy Zokerewa Muriva Vabox, how do we strike a balance between fighting drug abuse and fighting criminality? Because drug abuse mostly goes hand in hand with criminality. Mr. Box.
Hello. Okay. Yes. Yeah, that one's it's a tricky question. But just like what I said, if we try and create an enabling environment whereby we do treat our people who are using drugs, putting them in rehab centers, and also ensuring that the psychosocial support services, whereby we are trying to kill the elements of criminality. But can I teach you now those facilities to ensure that our people are actually treated, our people are rehabilitated, we find out that the issues of criminality will actually continue happening. So there is a need for us to really cut that supply, whereby we are saying that we are actually putting issues to do with drug use in line with a lot of criminality. Some people, they are now just taking the issue of drug use as an excuse to their natural criminality, which is in them.
You thank so, like, Mr. Box. I'm sorry we'll have to leave it there. We are out of time. But thank you so very much to our guest, Bulawayo Councillor for Ward 26, Mr. Mpumelelo Moyo, as well as Mr. Wilson Box, Director, Zimbabwe Civil Liberties and Drug Network. Let's make another date tomorrow. I'm your host, Ntungameli Nkomo. Kunai Zimbabwe.